And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. As always, my name is Jo Stanley and I'm joined by Gerald Quigley.
Good morning, Jo, and we have someone else here.
The lovely Sally Openmeter.
Oh, Sal.
Hello,
hi guys.
Sal.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you, Sal.
Oh, it's gorgeous to see you both. And I say, here's a question. I'm sure you both agree with me that aging is a privilege,
yes,
not something to fear, but we all want to do it as well as we can.
I think aging well is something that we forget about, and as I said in our little chat before eight, we need to embrace what we can do to enjoy the aging process, and the more you stress about it, the more you age.
Yeah, and I also think we're an active participant in our aging. It's whilst it's something that just happens, the years roll on, but we've also got to remember that we are, there's so much that we can control in our lives. There's so much that we can actually do to make a difference. You know, there's a lot of things, of course, that we can't control, but there's many that we can. And it feels good to feel empowered as opposed to feeling helpless about it.
That's right. And I think, Sal, that's sort of an act of gratitude too, isn't it? That we're so fortunate every day that we have. Let's embrace it and do it with real mindfulness and as you say, that empowerment of like, how will I serve myself better today?
100%.
Many demographics around the world actually value aging far better than I think Western societies, which tend to look at a cosmetic process. What will I look like? Why is this wrinkle appearing? And yet so many demographics across the world saying, I'm proud of this. I've got a wrinkle on my forehead. That means I've been around for a while.
Oh, do you know, I was speaking with a 25-year-old earlier the week and she was like, oh, I feel like I've got to get my career sorted now because I'm going to be 30 soon. And I laughed. I said, I'm 50 and I'm only getting started.
But I think we've all felt like that, because when you're young, you feel like it's a common thing, isn't it? It's only as you get a little bit older that you're like, actually, life is long. It's short, but it's also long. So there's time.
It is a marathon, Sal, not a sprint.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Well, today we have for you the secrets of women's healthy aging. It's never too late to make positive changes to our lifestyle. And Professor Cassandra Serkey, a neurologist and director of the Healthy Aging Program at the Melbourne University's Faculty of Medicine, is here with the latest research on how we as women can age the best way possible. And she covers things like obviously nutrition, regular exercise, sunshine, happiness, and I love this, Gerald, being a grandparent.
Well, and what it's showing as well, that blokes don't age, obviously.
Well,
you know, where's the study on men?
Well, that's for another day, perhaps, because we have Professor Cassandra, who's specialty, and she's written a book about the secrets of women's healthy aging. So that's her expertise.
Okay. She probably doesn't have enough time to get to the blocks.
Also, we love our plant life here and beautiful herbs. So today we're looking at astragalus, which some of you may have never heard of, yet it's been around for thousands of years, Gerald.
One of your favourite words, isn't it? Along with ashwagandha. That's your very favourite, and I think astragalus is the second. These are Chinese herbs, and they are immensely valuable in just coping with day-to-day little stresses that come our way.
Yes, well, naturopath Sarah Culverhouse is going to join us. She's going to talk about astragalus and how it's been used in ancient Chinese and Western medicine to support the immune system in fighting
keeping
illness.
Keeping us well.
Also, Gerald, we've got Get Nourished with you. We're talking B vitamins. Love that.
Fruits and vegetables.
Love that. Plus, of course, 131-873 is our number. Give us a call with any questions that you might have for Gerald or Sal, any supplement to take or what to eat that might assist you with your health and wellness. Next up, the healthy aging process here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Vitamin D, vitamin done with Swiss UltiBoost Fast Acting Vitamin D3 from Chemist Warehouse. It contains calcifediol, a form of vitamin D, which is three times more potent and increases vitamin D levels in the body faster in comparison to cholecalciferol, the form commonly used in vitamin D supplements. Maintain bone health, support muscle strength, and maintain immune system health. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Swiss fast-acting vitamin D3 at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Give us a call, 131 873, if you have questions for your health. But also, we're about to talk about healthy aging. So if you feel that you are aging well, we'd love to hear from you. What are your tips? Give us a call. What's your secret to healthy aging? 131 873. How to age, of course, in a healthy way would be, I think, one of our biggest concerns for most of us as we get older. So joining us on the line is Professor Cassandra Serkey, a neurologist and the author of Secrets of Women's Healthy Aging, director of the Healthy Aging Program at Melbourne University as well. Welcome to our show, Cassandra.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's lovely to have you. It's such a fascinating conversation. Your book on women's healthy aging is so interesting. Tell us about the study that has been the basis of this book, because you focused on more than 400 women in their mid to late lives.
Yes. So the women were in their 40s when they joined the studies back in 1990, but they've actually stuck with us and continued to allow us to talk to them each year across those 30 years. So really, we're looking in the book at people's health from 40 all the way through to 70 to 80 and looking at those secrets for how they manage to live a good and healthy aging.
All right, so the million-dollar question, what are then the key ingredients to living a long and healthy life?
Oh, my God, there's 10 chapters in the book. Okay, so, you know, there was absolutely one thing that you could do, just one thing. It truly would be to exercise an hour a day. It truly would be. If there was just one thing you could do, of course, I can tell you 10 things to do because there's 10 chapters. But the one thing that's just amazing is exercise. And, you know, I know a lot of people say, oh, my God, exercise, but it's not that. So when we looked at our study, we thought the heavy exercises, the people going to the gym, they were going to be the healthiest 2 decades later. But in fact, that's not what we found. They were not the healthiest. The people who did an hour of exercise every day, meaning activity. So it could be a walk around the block. It could be, does vacuuming count? Yes, it does. So literally any activity that you do for an hour a day, you could do 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there, an hour a day of walking, even walking your dog, any activity that was an hour a day, that's what made people the best decades later, because they did it every day, because you've got to walk the dog every day.
Cassandra, we are well aware that social isolation is killing people, particularly in Western society. So surely one of the most important things is to be happy, to have a good circle of friends, both men and women, but particularly with women, keep women close. I mean, women chat far better than men. And by the way, when's the book on men coming out?
Very soon.
Good. But surely happiness and being content in your own space is part of the challenge. Do you think we're trying to get people to overachieve, which in fact then causes stress, which causes aging? So it tends to be a vicious cycle.
You have just asked the most important question that is absolutely key to healthy aging. One of the difficulties is with our, you know, viewpoint on science now, which you would call level A evidence, a randomized controlled trial. Yeah. It is incredibly hard to randomize one's socialization and to control it. So I think your question is absolutely the most important. Information in this field is minimal because it's just so hard to do a randomized controlled trial. What we love about this work that we've done is because we were observing people over 30 years, we didn't have to control them, we didn't have to randomize them, and we can tell you that the people who were socially connected did far better. So what was really interesting was, this doesn't mean 100 friends or 100 Facebook friends. It means a person not feeling alone. It is honestly that simple. So whether you're in a room of 100 people or whether you're on your own, if you're feeling alone, that's a danger sign. It's loneliness. And, I mean, I can tell you loneliness, you know, we say it like it's, oh, yeah, just loneliness, but it reduced people's immune markers in their blood. It obviously changes mood. It's just so important. And, you know, there's a whole secondary aspect to it, which is over time, a lot of the women in our study, we were looking at mood and thinking, you know, there's this notion that there's a lot of depressed people who are older. And it's underdiagnosed in the population. And so we were looking to show, well, depression gets, of course, worse over time because you have more diseases, you lose loved ones, you lose friends. So, of course, we're expecting depression to get, you know, bigger over time. And that's not what we found. We found the women who stayed in the study the whole 30 years, because we had to only look at them, because obviously if you're sad and leave the study, then the people remaining might be happier. So we had to remove that as a confounder. And we looked at people there every year, and they got less depressed over time. So then we looked, of course, deeper, because what's going on? Did they have just glorious lives when nothing happened? Of course not. You know, they lost people. They lost children. But, you know, they had traumas in their lives, as you would expect. But what was fascinating is if they were socially connected, they had a support network, and there's something called positive mood. We all have it. The positive mood was actually counteracting the negative mood that comes with those life events, thereby giving them a lower chance of depression.
I did love, and we could talk with you forever, I must say, Cassandra, it's so interesting, but I did love it that you mentioned grandparenting in your research. And to me, not every person in their senior years have grandchildren, but how important is it to get younger people around our senior generation?
I think it's crucial. And I think that's one of the things with the sort of Western world structure, where we have broken down what used to be a family network, where old people and young people were always together, if not more together than they are with middle generation. So I love this research too. I think it's the best part of the study, but I didn't do it. So in fact, this came from the women. They actually wrote to us, because we of course have suggestion boxes when they come in, and they said, why aren't you asking me about my grandchildren? Because their grandchildren were a big part of their lives. So we started at the turn of the century, actually in the noughties, asking them about their grandchildren. And we were utterly fascinated that the people who were looking after their grandchildren had much better health, better mood, better physical health, and also better cognition. So it really is a positive aspect, having younger people. And, you know, the, you know, as people would anecdotally say, you know, they weren't going to move much, but they just had to move because the little one went here and said, come on, Grandma.
Yes, right.
Nice. So, you know, it's not just the mental stimulation, which of course it is, because children are always asking questions. It's the social interaction. It's the physical activity. It's probably even vitamin D from the sun, because they're getting you out there. There's just so much that's beneficial. Yes. And, you know, we've done research, obviously, on healthy aging, because that's my area, but I'm sure the young people are getting a lot out of it too.
And as so a grandparent, it's nice to hand them back.
that's a really important embarrassing
story. That's positive.
At the time I did these papers, a PhD student did the work, and I was working full time. My mum was looking after the children 5 days a week, and it turned out that grandparenting was fantastic unless you were looking after the grandchildren 5 days a week.
That's terrible.
Fair.
Oh, this is so wonderful, Cassandra. I know that you also mentioned, of course, in the book, nutrition and a good relationship with your GP as well. These are really important things. If you want to learn more, do check out the book, Secrets of Women's Healthy Aging. Thank you so much, Cassandra.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Cassandra. I'm waiting for the call for research for the men's book as well.
Oh, well, just it is coming. That's what she said. That is Professor Cassandra Serkey there. Thank you so much, Cassandra. You have a great Sunday. And we'll get to your calls next, 131-873. That's on House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Betadine ready-to-use sore throat gargle or antiseptic lozenges at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
We were just talking about the secrets of healthy ageing, 131-873. If you have a perspective, hi there, Lucinda from Canterbury.
Hello. Look, I don't want to sound like an Eeyore, but listening to what you're saying, it's all well and good. And I can see, you know, when the academic was talking, you know, I was ticking all the boxes. I wanted to say as a sideline that I'm a teacher teaching during lockdown, and I live by myself now, remote. That was very difficult, you know, because there was that lack of connection, you know. I agree, it is absolutely vital. However, I think that Australian society, and I'm generalising, is ageist, and it is. It's alive and kicking. I would love to give up teaching. I'm only part-time now. I teach for performing arts, and I'm in my early 60s. But I know that I'm not being considered for some positions because I'm too old.
I think Australia is very ageist.
I agree. Well, I absolutely agree. I've said this many times. I think much more so than, say, in European countries. Mm. I think in terms of both, not just, I think partly in terms of the workforce, but also just in terms of we have such a segregation.
Yes.
You know, we don't have that inclusivity in terms of all the generations together. We don't, I agree.
And an obsession with youth to the
yes.
point where there's a judgment if you seem to be over a certain age. And it yes. really angers me. Because, of course, every generation has so much to offer. And I agree with you, Sal. I was in Europe a few years ago, and it was a revelation to me to see people in their 70s and 80s in the bar with
yes.
people who are 20s and 30s.
Absolutely.
And that was totally accepted. It was wonderful.
Yes.
There
yes.
is a fascinating view on the House of Wellness TV show currently where a fellow was having trouble, and I'm not sure what city, but he's having trouble getting employees in his restaurant or whatever it was. So he just said there's no age limit here, and he had an influx of older people who wanted to get back in the workforce. He said it was the best thing from his perspective, and from there they were bubbly. I've got a job. I'm now in here 2 or 3 days a week. And one fellow said, I actually had 5 days a week. I actually felt tired at the end of the week, but so engaged with people.
Yes.
But so we've got to work out how we get those older people meaningfully connected, be it through work or Probus or whatever, so they have a purpose.
Yes, but I think it comes from even like let's pointing a finger at ourselves, the media.
Oh, yeah.
Let's broaden the images and the stories that we tell beyond
yes.
people over 35.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And let's not make all the ageing stories bad.
Yeah. No, exactly right.
Work on it, Sal.
That's my mission.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, mm-hmm. I love it. Thank you so much for that perspective, Lucinda. Helen from Glen Waverley, hello.
Hello.
We're talking about how we're ageing gracefully. What do you think?
While I'm listening, I'm at work at the moment, but I said, it's my break time. I'm just going to share, you know, this is just to share with everyone who is, I said to myself, I'm aging gracefully. I'm at the age of 59, and at the age of 51, when I had the menopause, and it's like a roller coaster in my life. I have cholesterol, blood pressure, joint pain, sciatica, name it. And I thought, this is the end. This is the end. I have to do something. And one day, I visit my GP, and GP referred me to a dietitian. And since then, I have a wake-up call learning how to look after myself. First of all, is my diet. Look, I ditch all sugary things. Sugary is a non in my diet. So I focus on all healthy diet, fish, legumes. I have nuts, all the nuts, like Brazil nuts, all the probiotic supplements, name it. And then the most important one is our going to the gym. Is some people say, I can't afford to go to the gym, go for a walk. But I tell you, cardio or walking is the most important, but weight training, the weight resistance training is for our bone. I am so strong. I'm very strong working in a hospital. Normally, I'm complaining about pushing a patient because I'm working in the surgical ward. And I said, no, I can't lift this. I can't. Now I'm presenting myself. I can do that because I'm lifting 16 kilograms three times a week.
I
am doing
it.
My weightlifting. I have a personal trainer. And then you need to look after yourself also. When you have a days off, when you have a rosted days off, I said to my husband that I have 1 day me time, and I have 1 day with you, and I have 1 day with my grandchildren.
Love it. This
love
is
it.
Wonderful.
Isn't
those
it?
Foods, Sal, that I saw you nodding along.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. Such a good mix of, you know, as you mentioned, proteins there, vegetables, healthy fats. And I love that you spoke about weight-resistant exercise because that is so important for bone health as we age. So fabulous.
Tick, tick, tick from Sal there. Gold star all round.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yes, yeah. I love it. 131-873 is our number. Give us a call. If you have any questions for your health, Gerald is here to give some advice if you need it, and so is 131-873. Next up, increasing our vitality.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
These days you can get sick any time of year. Unleash the full power of immunity this season with Fusion Astra 8 from Chemist Warehouse. This is a comprehensive blend of 8 traditional Chinese herbal extracts, including astragalus and reishi mushroom. These are used in traditional Chinese medicine to help improve your body's natural immunity. Reinforce protection with Fusion Astra 8 this autumn and winter. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Fusion Astra 8 at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Give us a call right now if you have a question for Gerald or Sal so that we can answer those questions in just a moment. Call now, 131-873. But first up, this morning we're going to look at a herb that's been used for centuries in both traditional Chinese and Western herbal medicine. Its name is astragalus. You know I love it, Gerald, astragalus. And joining us on the line is Sarah Culverhouse, a naturopath, to share with us the properties of this ancient herb. Hello, Sarah.
Hello there. Good morning.
Well, what actually is astragalus other than a lovely sounding word?
It is a lovely sounding word, isn't it? Well, its full fancy Latin name is astragalus membranaceus, but let's just call it astragalus for short. It's been used for centuries across the globe in both traditional Chinese and Western herbal medicine. In fact, its first recorded use was over 2,000 years ago. But more recently, there have been over 200 different chemical compounds identified in the plant, and they include primary active compounds such as polysaccharides, saponins, flavonoids, and alkaloids.
So astragalus in Chinese medicine, what's that called?
So the translation of a Chinese name, which I'm not going to try and pronounce because I get it wrong, is yellow life energy, and that's because the root is yellow, and it's considered to be one of the most useful herbs in traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM for short. And in TCM, it's known more specifically as a qi tonic. Now, qi can be described as our life force energy, and it's the vitality that gives life and direction to all matter. And qi tonics are traditionally used in Chinese medicine to help invigorate life force. And it's believed that the balanced movement of qi has the power to strengthen, energize, and heal the body.
Sarah, let's just bring it back to some basics here. So as a practitioner, what would you see the ideal use of a herb like astragalus, perhaps combined with some other immune-boosting herbs? Have you got a little pocket of issues you see that you think, yes, that's perfect for astragalus?
Ah, absolutely, Gerald. Lovely to chat this morning. I use astragalus for people who really want to strengthen their vitality. They're looking for something to help to increase their resistance to, say, something like the common cold, mm-hmm. but they're also looking for something to help their vitality and endurance. It's a really useful herb to take on a regular basis to help support the body and support our health and vitality.
So if we're taking it on a regular basis, what's the best way to incorporate it into our routine?
Well, it's as easy as taking in a tablet or a liquid form. You can find it alongside other really valuable herbs such as reishi mushroom and Siberian ginseng. So, yeah, just look for it in a tablet or a liquid form.
In liquid form, Sarah, one of the biggest challenges, and I've had it thrown at me when I've suggested it for things like glandular fever, it tastes a bit like cat's wee. Now, what's the best flavour to add? How do we disguise that?
That's a great question. And as a herbalist, yes, that can be a real challenge to make something palatable for our patients. Look, you can actually find it in a liquid form that tastes quite pleasant. You can add things such as a peppermint flavour or a natural sweetener to it, which makes it actually far more palatable. So it is possible to make it not taste like cat's wee.
Well, it does sound lovely to feel some vitality, though.
Yes.
Oh, I love the
worth
sound
it.
Of that.
Yes, absolutely.
That's right. Thank you so much, Sarah. Been great to have you on the show.
Thanks,
lovely
Sarah.
To be here. Thanks so much.
You have a great Sunday. Let's get to some calls. Hi there, Laura in South Yarra.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Laura.
Well, I suppose to answer my question, mm-hmm. I should go back on the biohormones or the HRT and see if my memory does improve, because I was on them for about 15 years because I had horrendous, horrendous symptoms at menopause, like panic attacks every day, the blackest of depression, etc. I didn't have hardly any hot flushes, which is very strange, or very mild
it
anyway.
Shows that everybody's different though, Laura.
Yeah, my God.
So you've been taking that, then you've stopped, and have you found some unsatisfactory
changes?
Found
my memory not as sharp as what it was. So is this, could there be a connection with the HRT preserving memory, or would it be just a coincidence?
Look, there could be a connection, or it may be coincidence, depending on your lifestyle and what you do. But look, if you're concerned, head back to your GP and have that discussion. He or she may order some blood tests to show where your hormone levels are currently and may suggest some options to perhaps bring things back within the normal range. But there are some outstanding herbs for memory, particularly one called Bacopa, that's been clinically trialled and giving outstanding results. But Laura, I think going back to the GP first, have that discussion, see how you get on.
All the best with that, Laura. Peter in Mordialloc, hello.
Morning, Peter.
Hi, guys, how are you?
We're well.
I'm not very good at all. I've got my knee, my right knee, right, but the pain's on the side of the knee, if it makes sense. It's not in the middle of the knee, and I can't walk on it. It's so painful. I've got ice in it at the moment. I know it's part of arthritis, or is it? Do I need an inflammatory tablet to bring it back down? I don't know what it is. It's killing me. I don't know if it's arthritis coming up. I've taken Panadol. That's sort of helped, but the Nurofen hasn't done anything. And I've got it on ice at the moment. Ice seems to help.
Peter, the first thing to do is get it assessed. So you're going to have to go and see either your GP or a physiotherapist, see what the underlying problem is. You can take anti-inflammatories. There are some slightly stronger ones than ibuprofen or Nurofen. So you can use diclofenac you get from your pharmacist. I think that's only going to be disguising the symptoms. Go and have it assessed. Find out what the problem was. Then we can fix it.
Yeah, good advice. Thanks, Gerald. As always, 131-873 is the number. Give us a call right now if you have a question for Gerald or Sal. We'll get to those calls. Plus, next, holistic solutions for living a calmer life. I love the sound of that on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
If there's anything you could change about winter, it would probably be throat infections. Try treating and relieving symptoms with the Betadine Sore Throat Range. Betadine ready-to-use sore throat gargle targets the site of the infection and helps kill sore throat bacteria. And combine it with Betadine anesthetic lozenges for on-the-go relief. Right now, both are available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Fusion Astra Ace at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's time for Get Nourished, Gerald, and we're talking about vitamin B today, but with regard to stress response.
Vitamin B is an interesting group, and Sal, you're right into this because we get most of our vitamin B, in theory, from fruits and vegetables. However, right. About 90% of Australians don't get the recommended intake of fruits and vegetables each day. So we usually have low levels of vitamin D, and they're water soluble. So that means we've got to keep replacing them all the time by either eating better, which is hard, or we look at some other way. Now, each of the B group, and there's eight of them, each plays a role, but what we tend to do is look at it as a B group. So some, like B5, will support the stress response. Vitamin B12 helps us with red blood cell production. Vitamin C helps us from an emotional balance perspective. So if you're eating plenty of fruits and vegetables, fantastic, but you've got to do it regularly. So having one good day in the week is not good enough. But the best option if you're struggling with that is to look at a vitamin B group capsule where you take one each day. I know that it's not magic. All you're doing is replacing what you should be getting in food, and being water soluble, we're flushing them out all the time. Your thoughts, Sal?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And you do need, if you're having it in food, most of us don't get enough of it. And the quality of the soil isn't as good as it used to be.
No.
So you know what? Supplementing, I think, is the perfect way to go, because that way you just just know you're covered, and it's very important.
What might we be aware of in our bodies if we think, oh, I might, a vitamin B complex is going to help me here?
Fatigue. Just being tired. Yeah. Just being tired. Just finding that in the afternoon you tend to be a little bit snappy.
What? No. What?
Just the afternoon?
Just a little bit snappy. Just finding that things get you down a little bit is usually, and that's why logically, if you have some decent vegetables and you have some fruit across the day, you'll tend to feel a little bit better.
Well, Get Nourished is brought to you by Go Healthy's Pro Activated B Complex, a convenient, high-strength, one-a-day formulation to healthy stress response in the body. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Vitamin and mineral supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Let's get to some calls. Hi there, Gary from Wonga.
Oh, good morning,
Gary. We've been talking about healthy aging yesterday.
Ah, yes. It's, and when you get to my age, it becomes very important. So I lived the life of a tradesman. I had a broken body by the time I was probably late 50s. By the time I'd retired, I'd changed my whole attitude on what to look after. You know, I'd been through all the different doctors' remedies and so on. But 3 years ago, I went to cold water therapy in total. And
gave away. That's Joe's favourite.
Not.
So what do you jump into a cold water pool every day, Gary? What do you do? Or you stand under a cold shower for a while?
Yeah, two cold showers a day. Oh. 360 days a year, don't turn the hot on at all. And it's so much better for the body. And, and I also gave away carbs as well.
Okay, so you focused on protein and good fats, put the carbs in the back pocket for a while.
Yep. You know, Gary, I think you've nailed it because there is a lot of research and a lot to back up cold water therapy and how good it is for you. And the fact that you're doing it twice a day, like, wow.
It's amazing.
Come on, Sel, own up. Do you do it, Sel? Cold shower?
No, I want to. I talk about Marcus, it a lot. I think about it a lot.
I bet Marcus gets in the shower and turns on that ice water.
He does because, does he? You know, I don't know.
I'm very impressed with that,
yes,
Gary.
Well done,
Thank
Gary.
Thank you so much for that call. It's not something I'm going to adopt, I must say. But Noel in Balgarra, hello.
Hello, Noel. Very quickly, what's
your question?
Good morning, guys. I've got a druggy one.
Yes.
4 years ago, I had a cardio. I was taking over Bells and Whistles to Royal North Shore, and I had a cardioversion.
Yes.
And I got discharged on the day, which was good, and they gave me Sotalol and Xarelto, which I've been taking for the last 4 years. And I wonder if this is a lifetime commitment.
Well, yes, it is, Noel, because what it's doing is keeping your heart in good shape. So the most important thing, the advice I would give and your GP will give is change nothing. Make sure you take those each day because that's like servicing the car every day. You're just keeping it ticking over.
Fantastic question. Thank you so much, Noel. We love all of our callers. You can head along to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab if you have a question, and we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Looking to support a healthy stress response in the body? Try Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex Capsules. This convenient one-a-day capsule is a comprehensive activated vitamin B complex formula to support energy production, including B5 to assist the body to cope with environmental stress and B6 to support healthy emotional balance. Go Healthy Pro Activated B complex capsules are available now at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, it's been lovely to spend the last hour with you on this House of Wellness. We must say congratulations to Chemist Warehouse, who opened their 500th store yesterday.
Wow.
I remember attending the 400th, Joe. You and I were there.
Not so long
and
ago.
It was just seemed yesterday.
Yes.
So, well, congratulations to Chemist Warehouse and good luck out in Croydon, and the Croydon shoppers are lucky to have you.
Oh, yes. They had a lovely celebration yesterday with that 500th store, which sell face painting. I mean, you just... If you want to draw a crowd,
it's timeless. It's timeless and works every time.
It's really true, but it is well worth celebrating 500,
yep.
500 stores. If you want more House of Wellness today, of course, you can check out House of Wellness TV, which is back on Channel 7 at midday with a really important story around the residents of aged care around Australia and nutrition?
So fundamental. So you feel like just getting in, pulling the whole system apart and reassembling it. Cell nutrition for, and we're talking here about aging gracefully. Mm. We can't even feed these people properly in so many aged care facilities, which is a disgrace at all levels. And something's got to change.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's a really important story. There are some dietitians who are really, you know, very strong push to getting quality food into our aged care.
Wonderful.
So that's a really fantastic story. And if you have trouble with your feet, this is an episode that you might be interested in. There's some advice there, a masterclass on putting our best foot forward, pardon the pun, from our resident podiatrist. I don't know, how are your feet these days?
Sore, too much standing.
Yes.
Not enough rubbing.
Mine are okay, so I have my foot in my mouth often. But a special congratulations to Anzac Day. For those people, we can come in here and talk freely about anything we want to because of what's been done by those in the armed forces.
Yes.
And we've got to make sure that these younger generations always acknowledge
Absolutely.
That.
Check always. Out houseofwellness.com.au. As always, we say thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye, Joe.
Bye.
Bye, Sal.